ever thought about how God loves us perfectly and how he loves us as a father and how he wakes up to give us his prepared love every day? A father anticipates his children's needs. A father loves from his own dreams and from his own visions. God is telling us today that he made man in his image and after his likeness. And he didn't make man for man to try to reproduce his own children, nor God. He made us to spread his love, to be carriers of his love, to be fruitful and to multiply. When we pass God's love on the way he intended it, we give another person unblemished, unselfish love. And it's not about us. When we love people the way that the Lord intended for us to love them, it's nothing about us. It's always about drawing them to God, to drawing them to God's heart and his perfect will for their lives. God says that man has so many definitions for being fruitful and multiplying. But he wants us to know that love is a building block, and without his love, nothing can ever be fruitful. Nothing can ever multiply. He says that also we have a lot of definitions for, upon this rock I will build my church. Peter received the revelation of love, the Father's love, God the Father. The Father was the one who gave his only begotten Son through love, so that we, God's creation, would not suffer the agony of eternal death. Jesus is the rock in which the church is built upon. He is saying that his love is a strong foundation, and this is the only way that we can build something fruitful and something that will multiply. He wants us to understand the kind of love that he's talking about, not that phileo love, not that in my feelings kind of love. Hallelujah. God says that our natural children reject love, not because they don't want love or not because they don't want to accept love, but because they know genuine love when they see it, and they know fake love, and they reject the fake love. Sometimes they go along with us when we say that we're loving them, but we're not actually meeting their needs. So children take advantage of parents and everyone that says that they love them to meet their own selfish needs. If you're giving a child something that he wants, so he's going to say, yeah, I know that you love me, or you know that I love you. And that's all fake love. God wants us to dedicate our lives to knowing him, to know about the true force of love and what it really means. And he offers us love every day. He wants us to look up every day to receive his love. And that way we can accomplish our daily goals. And God wants us to know that we should smile when we see him working in the lives of others, when we see people changing because of our prayers, or because of a helping hand that we gave them. And we're just the vessels that he uses. We're just the instruments and tools that God used to be carriers and spreaders of his love. And so we shouldn't get all caught up in ourselves and pat ourselves on the back when we see a person's life turn around. The whole purpose was for us to take what he gave us, that gift of love, and to spread it and to share it. And God is saying, so coincidentally, since it happens to be Black History Month, he talked about Harriet Tubman. And he said that Harriet understood his love, and that she didn't want to be known to the world as a people who freed slaves. She wanted to be known as the person that carried God's love and made his love fruitful and multiplied his love. And so God is saying that we can't love selfishly. We have to love our enemies. We have to love those that hurt us, misused us, and abused us. This is eternal life through the love of God. This is how we have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And this is the love that God the Father wants us to receive today.